comedian Josh Sneed.
My motto in life is to do it for the story. And right. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, like, meet that person from the internet. Hook up with that comedian who's only in town for a couple of days. It doesn't matter. You're going to have a good story to tell. Like, I'm, you know, about 4 years ago, I farted on Jessica Simpson. Which I know, Kelly, it's one of your favorite stories. And
it's awesome.
And basically, like, now I have to tell a story because I don't want people to think I just go around crop dusting celebrities. I mean, she earned it, right? She earned every bit of it. Okay, this is what happened. I was living in Los Angeles, and I had to fly home to Cincinnati for Thanksgiving. It was a red-eye flight. I left L.A. at like 1 a.m., stopped in Texas, continued on to Cincinnati. And the airport's like dead this time of night, so I'm not really doing my people-watching thing, which is like my favorite hobby to do is people-watching.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I give the lady my ticket, and I start to walk down onto the plane, and I notice that the girl directly in front of me is Jessica Simpson. She was all by herself, and at the time, married to Nick Lachey, who's from Cincinnati.
Yes.
He's always had a house there. He's seen constantly around town at sporting events and nightclubs. His whole family lives there. It was Thanksgiving, so I thought, maybe that's where she's going.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just stuck in the jetway, making conversation like I would with anyone.
Right.
I go, are you going to Cincinnati? And she goes, no. Why would I go to Cincinnati? And in my head, I was like, well, aside from the list of things I just came up with, is that crazy to ask someone who's getting on a plane that's going to end up in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Right? So I kept my cool, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I just thought maybe you're going to visit your husband for the holidays. I said, I'm a stand-up comedian. I've actually met him several times, and he's always been a really cool guy. And she's like, I'm sure you've met my husband. And I was like, no, you didn't. Right? I was mad because it's like no one deserves to be treated that way. I don't care who you are or how many times I've downloaded pictures of you and then photoshopped myself into them. That's not the point here. I am a human being. And I would have been able to get over it if I'd been sitting anywhere else on the plane. But she's in the last row of first class, and I'm one row behind her in coach and across the aisle. So every time I just glance to my left, I see her laying there in her big comfy chair, getting waited on hand and foot. And it just, all my friends in Cincinnati, when I lived in Hollywood, the only thing they ever asked me was, have you met anyone famous yet? And now I had, and what was I going to be like? Yeah, she wasn't very nice. That is a boring story.
Right.
So we land in Texas, and I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, and I'm like, I'm going to go into the terminal, I'm going to get some food, and then get back on the plane before it takes off. So I get out into the aisle, and she's just waking up, so it takes her a minute to get her stuff together. She ends up directly behind me while we're waiting for that front door to open when I felt it.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't my stomach hurts. It was this is God letting me get my revenge for the way that I was treated a couple hours ago. And even then, I was like, I shouldn't do it. Like, what if it makes a sound? Everyone's going to know it was me. Plus, the power of the plane had been turned off, so the air wasn't circulating anymore. So there were going to be a lot of civilian casualties. You know what I mean? Like, serious collateral damage. But it was all, it's like I could call somebody for a better idea. It was either going to be that story or no story. So I threw it out there. You couldn't hear it. I just want the listeners to know when it happened during the story. And thank God you couldn't hear it because it was brutal. It was unacceptable. I'll say it. People in front of me were turning around like they might be able to see it in the air. It was like a mother of God kind of face. I was worried that the gas masks were going to drop down on either side of me. And I wanted to turn around and see if she was making a face, but there's no way I could have done it without laughing because I'm standing there like, I won. You know, like, this war is over. Clearly, I am the victim. So that's how I roll. If you disrespect me, there's a good chance. And a month later, she's doing commercials for Proactive Solution. That's all I'm saying. That's how I roll. 99.7.